constant experiences when I go out on confirmation tours is to visit with the young people prior to confirmation. And the first question I ask them is, what is a bishop? And I'm always disappointed that they're never quite sure. They point to me and say, you're a bishop, but they can't define or describe what a bishop is about. It's the faith of our church that the bishops are successors to the apostles. That means what the apostles did in the earliest days of the church, the bishops do in our church today. And it's a very significant role for those of us Roman Catholics, because all of us desire to be faithful to the teachings of Christ. And we know that Christ's teachings were contained in a full sense in the preaching of the apostles. And so the primary role of the bishop in the church today is to do all he can to make sure that the faith of the church, the apostolic faith of the church, the faith preached by the apostles, is preached in our church today in a way that captures the imagination of the young and the old and leads to a conversion of hearts. In addition to that, the bishop has a responsibility of being the father to the people of his diocese, to nourish them in the faith, to build up the community of the church, to see to it that we are together working to serve the needs of others, especially the poorest in our community. And so the life of a bishop is a very exciting life. And it's a wonderful privilege to be a bishop, a privilege that I never expected to share. And my daily prayer is that the Lord will help me to be faithful to the wonderful ministry that he's given me in the church. I hope that all of you will pray for your bishops, that you will encourage them and that you will love them and that you will become their friends. I think that it helps bishops to be young if the young people of the church spend some time with us, sharing their views and their energy and their love and encouraging us to be friendly with them. So pray for me and pray for your bishops too.